Welcome, and thank you for listening in. Today we want to discuss what we've done and what we're doing during these crazy times. I'm Lindsay Shimmick, as many of you already know, and I'm here with Ryan Turbyfield at Capstone Investment Financial Group.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's been quite a start to 2022, and it's kept us on our toes for sure. Start of the year, interest rates and inflation were driving the narrative, and then added to that was the tragic war in Ukraine that sadly is ongoing. Interest rates were on the radar in the fall of 2021, and we made adjustments to our portfolios then to try to forecast what was in store this year. Many, including us, were quite surprised, though, at how rapid the rates rose, and shown certainly in the 30-year mortgage rates, as you could get a mortgage around Christmas at under 3%, and now they are well over 5%. Our moves in the fall certainly didn't shield us from volatility, but why don't you mention what we did?
So in the fall, we shortened the maturity, also known as the duration, of our bond holdings. As the longer bonds mature, the more they are affected by interest rates. Also, the tech sector seems pricey. So we took some of the profits off of those and trimmed down our exposure in that area and added more to value stocks that tend to have better valuations and less debt for the increasing rates. And thankfully, we steered clear of speculative stocks that did so well after COVID. Why don't you tell them about the ARK fund?
Man, I remember the dot-com burst of 2000-2001 and the failure of what was called the Internet Fund back then, and thought over the last year or two, could that happen to the ARK funds? Well, it certainly did, and their flagship fund is down over 75% since its peak last year, which we're certainly glad that we did not go that route and steer clear of those investments. But this year certainly has been tough for stocks overall and bonds as well. And many of the times, stocks and bonds will work in opposite, kind of hedging the risk in a portfolio. But unfortunately, this year, both stocks and bonds have slid.
Yeah, it's been impressive, but not in a good way. As Apple is down 20% and Amazon is down 35% year to date. But enough about the past. Let's talk about the future and what we're doing at Capstone. We had a long investment committee meeting on Monday, and we came away with quite a bit of data that we aggregated and a few changes that we're working on currently.
One last point on the past. Last month, we felt that much of the future hikes by the Federal Reserve are built in already and forecasted in the mid and long-term rates, which shown in the mortgage rate, as we spoke about, and even the 10-year Treasury bond have been priced in for much of the future hikes from the Federal Reserve. So with that, we have moved our bond maturity and duration, as you mentioned, out a little bit recently, and increased the credit of the debtors, not only take advantage of the interest rates, but also hedge against poor creditors if we do head towards recessionary times. Now going forward, inflation data came out this week that showed it as being awfully persistent. Wasn't it 8.3% in the Consumer Price Index year over year that was released on Wednesday?
It was, but that being said, it was down from 8.5% year over year for March, which shows it is going in the right direction, but it's taking its sweet time. Also, looking at leading economic indicators, we are making some moves to position us toward leaner times. Since the supply chain is so clogged up and labor shortage hampering productivity, it may take slowing the demand side to curb inflation, and that may come from a less strong consumer.
Labor is sure tight, and with that, we've been trying to hire for a client service associate in our Denver Tech Center office for over a month with no luck. So anybody listening, if you know anyone, please have them reach out to us. Anyway, we started to hear the R word again, recession, which we haven't heard about since COVID back in March of 2020. We spoke about areas that historically do well in recessionary environments in our investment committee meeting and plan to continue to move that direction on the stock, or also known as the equity side of our portfolios.
That's right. Utilities, consumer staples, and healthcare tend to hold up better in what may lie ahead, as well as their valuations don't look too bad either. We're continuing to shift from areas we may see continued volatility and towards those areas that we've had exposure to, but continuing to add.
It's been a while since we've seen those attractive valuations, and when we run our screens, we are finally seeing some. However, we're being cautious and okay to sit on some cash, also known as dry powder, at least in the near term, to look for future buys and kind of clearer economic conditions.
Well, enough doom and gloom. As first quarter earnings for companies are wrapping up, 70% have beat analyst expectations, and overall analyst expectations for earnings in quarter three and quarter four for this year have been increasing.
Good points. And we're starting to see some good income opportunities as well on some of the fixed income or bond opportunities. We just saw a 3-year Ford Motor note at over 5% interest rate, and it's been quite a while since we've been able to buy anything at those rates.
It sure has, and it's been painful to get from low rates to these higher rates, but there is some benefit as there's finally some meaningful income out there.
One last question. As many of the listeners know, you manage our ESG, which stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance Conscious Portfolios. How do the changes that we're making in our portfolios affect those holdings and those strategies?
Great question. We track performance of all of our portfolios and compare as well. Our ESG actually has done very well and stayed close, and in some cases beat the traditional portfolios. Also, with the increasing demand for ESG investing, I've been able to find some great holdings that score well on ESG and fit the areas we're seeking, such as utilities, consumer staples, and even fixed income.
That's great to hear. And I think ESG, definitely with the demand, would be a good next recording and podcast for us to put out. And businesses are coming around to the environmental, social, and governance issues, and so it's glad to hear that we do have some increasing investment opportunities in those areas. With that, I think that we are probably losing our listeners' attention, so we'll wrap up. Just wanted to thank you all for listening in and trusting Capstone Investment Financial Group during these interesting times. And as you all know, we are always here via email or a phone call to discuss markets, your financial planning, or other questions. Feel free to reach out, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone.